Time now to celebrate what is special about you and your hidden powers as we spend a lot of time talking with people who have specialties in the areas that are sensitive and maybe for some the least understood items about reality. Thus, we have with us a numerologist who's going to help us understand numbers and how codes work and that sort of thing. And then, as usual, we'll be joined by Uri Geller later in the hour, Mary O'Malley, who is our intuitive, and astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy. All right, so let's get to Mr. DeCause, a numerology expert. This is the story of people who we find all kinds of things. We're surrounded by things that help us to understand who we are. Some people take advantage of them. Some do not. Mr. DeCause was born in Amsterdam. He has been interested in this sort of thing. Does it take, good morning, by the way, and for those who are listening in the morning, those who aren't listening in the morning, good day. How do you do, Mr. DeCause? Nice to have you here.
I'm good. Thank you very much, Doc. Thanks for having me.
So you, as a mathematician, have figured out, as have others, I've read books on numerology and find it fascinating, just one more step, one more way that we can create understanding. Would you say that was a fair statement?
Definitely is. I did not invent it. It's been around for a very long time. Basically, what numerology does is it looks at your date of birth as the sequence of numbers, the patterns behind it, looking for connections and traits and attributes that it brings into your life, as well as your full name at birth, where the letters are transformed into numbers, and again, they tell us about who you are. So it's an old science, been around forever, belongs in the metaphysical field, of course, and it just helps you to look at yourself from different perspectives, different angles, learn who you are, where your talents and your strengths lie, and you know, what you can expect over the next several years. It looks at cycles in order to more or less predict some of the future. So that's the basis of numerology.
How did you get connected to this? You're somebody who has a background in mathematics, and you're introduced to this early on. But how? What was there about it that intrigued you?
Basically, I bought a book that I thought was a math book back in 1969. I went to a used bookstore, came home with five or six books, and one of them was about numerology. And it just got me intrigued, not right away. I was very skeptical. But the more I looked at it, in those days, I was very captivated by anything that had to do with patterns. And this was just a different way of looking at the part of our reality that is not as visible as everything else. I know that for a lot of people, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, why would my name, you know, say anything about my qualities in my trades? But when you start digging into it and looking deeper, you recognize that there definitely are connections, and the same with your date of birth. So it took me a while to start accepting the fact that initially, you know, first that there was definitely something to it, and then the more I got into it, the more I realized that there was a wealth of information hidden in your date of birth and the letters in your name.
It's really fascinating how many things there are in this life, in this world, that we confront, that we're exposed to, that help us understand who we are. And what fascinates me even more is that someone has the imagination, the time, the skill to have figured this out. It's not the same science as astrology, but the fact that someone has studied over the centuries, the millennia, that people who are born on this particular date or with this numerical equation or whatever it is can have these things in common. So I thought perhaps you might, if you would please, Mr. DeCause, take my pal Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's take her name and let's sort of set it out. I don't mind you doing it. I'm never opposed to being the victim or whatever. It's not victimization. What it is kind of cool, actually. But to give people an example or two of how this works, Hans DeCause is here, extraordinarily gifted numerologist. All right, so I know you have Kara's info. You wanted to discuss me and what you got. Now, I don't know whether you used my nickname, which is Doug, or my given name, which is Dudley. I wonder, Dudley William Stephan is my given name. Is that the name that you used?
Yeah, actually, I used both.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, the way this works is you should look at your full name at birth and a little bit of your, like your DNA. That's who you are when you come into this world.
Right.
And the talents and traits that are hidden in those will go with you for the course of your life. Then your date of birth shows the direction of your life. All the cycles are tapped into it. It's your life path, your growth, the changes that you make. And then the name you go by reflects how you feel about yourself, how you see yourself. When you say, hello, I'm Doug Stephan, you're actually saying, hello, I am this or that person, this or that, you know, this is who I am. So from your full name at birth, the vowels show your heart's desire number. This is what makes you happy, where you find your satisfaction. It's a very important part of your personality. And in your case, that's a six, which tells me that for you, family, friends, the people that are close by, your community, that's where you find your comfort zone. That's where your happiness lies. It's what you're always will need in order to, you know, be happy. Then the other number based on your consonants is more what you show to the world. It's like your persona, you could say your mask. It's very, in your case, it's a two, which is very diplomatic and tactful. You're able to work with people very well. You're sensitive to other people's needs. You recognize that there's a certain amount of intuition behind that. Politicians tend to have that numbers in that chart. But behind those is your expression number. It's actually a very driven, ambitious, powerful number. You pretty much know exactly what you want, and you don't hold back. You go for you reach for the stars, and you are more than willing to put out the effort to actually, you know, to get there. You are, but the eight is a very powerful, driven number. That is your core. That is your inner core. Now, then we look at the numbers from your date of birth. Basically, when you are born, you step into this pattern of cycles. You become part of that, and that's your path. And in your case, this is a nine. That's the most important number in your chart. And it makes you want to reach out as far as you can. It's a global number. It's a number that allows you to relate to people. And you're the farthest thing from a prejudice. You're open to everybody and everything. You want to communicate. And within that, the fifth number from your day of birth is a five. It makes you very adaptable. So that is the core of who you are.
That's very interesting and quite accurate in a number. I don't think there's anything. Sometimes people don't think I'm too I'm too diplomatic. I pretty much say what's on my mind, and sometimes that wrinkles feathers or whatever that expression is. Hans DeCause is here. If you go to his website, DECOZ.com, DeCause.com, you will learn more about him and, more importantly, the use of numerology. You've discovered the DeCause chart, or you've developed it, I guess probably a better way, Mr. DeCause, that displays every number and cycle in one's profile. This is
correct.
Something you've been doing for a long time. How many people do you think you've read for over the years? Just out of curiosity.
I have no idea, but hundreds, thousands, I have no idea. I've never counted, but a lot of people. It's actually something I really like to do because you can often see how it helps people to discover or to, you know, find that certain attributes that they weren't sure they had or they weren't comfortable with or confident with, mm-hmm. that they actually have them. It's a very helpful tool.
Yeah, it really is. I can see that. I've had this done before, but it doesn't strike. It never has. It doesn't strike me the same as astrology, although maybe it's because it's simple. You have put together this web-based software program that allows people access to report, so people can do this themselves, more or less, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just came out with. Over the last 4 years, we've developed a new version based on all the software that I came out with in 87. The new one is called the World Numerology App, and it basically it has 18 different numerology readings and charts built into it. They're all built around your name and date of birth, so it's software for the individual. It's not for professionals. Mm-hmm. It's just somebody can come to the website and download it to any device, mobile or desktop or whatever. Right. Yep. And then they just type in their name and date of birth, and it shows the charts and gives you the readings, full, 32 to 50-page readings.
Wow.
That are very in-depth, and feedback has been very good on it.
Because.com. All right, what did you find out about our Kara Schilling?
Well, she has a few things in common with you. The life path, she also has a nine life path, but there she has very different numbers from her name. And again, the heart's desire is generally the one I look at first. In her case, it's all about creativity, communication, being upbeat, and she needs to see the glass as half full at least. It's a very sunny number, but there's a conflict in her chart, and this is not uncommon, happens to a lot of people. She has a four right next to it, and those two numbers get in each other's way. The four is all about management, detail, it's very grounded, pragmatic, and the three is very scattered and creative and just wants to do things. So there's a, I imagine Kara might have some conflict with what she really wants to do. In fact, she should be. She also has a lot of trees in her name, in the letters of her name. So, really, maybe she should be in your chair. Okay, that's. but I mean, that's what she wants to do. You know, to reach out, to communicate. It's a number of self-expression journalists and obviously talk show hosts, comedians.
She's what I call an expressive. Excuse me, you've got about 30 seconds here.
Okay. Anyway, but her core is all about management and detail-oriented. So they're very different, and that can cause a clash. Can you relate to that at all, Kara?
Yeah, 100%. It's funny because obviously working radio, you have to be kind of creative and focusing on communication, but I am super duper detail oriented. Mm-hmm. And so I really agree with that.
That's where she separates from me. All right. Great information. Website again for Hans Decoz is Decoz, DECOZ.com. Treat yourself to some information from that website. Thank you, sir. Uri Geller is with us now. Needs a little introduction as a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator, a discoverer. One of the things that I think would be very interesting for people is to hear how you helped people look for things that were missing, or you helped oil companies find oil. I had a dowser on my farm this weekend, and I was thinking about that and how you've used your own power, your mind, to find things. People would hire you to go to find oil, right, amongst other things?
Yeah, that's correct. I discovered my dowsing abilities at the beginning of my career. It was through a man called Sir Val Duncan, who was the chairman of the Bank of England, believe it or not, And he was also a secret dowser, but he was also the CEO of a mining company, a British mining company called Rio Tinto Zinc. It's still around, huge, multi-billion-dollar company that does explorations in oil and minerals worldwide. And he flew me to his private retreat in Mallorca, and he hid little oil cans and asked me to find them for him. When I did, he was absolutely shocked. And then he said to me, "Uri, you know, there is more money in finding metal than bending metal." And I kind of like that. And then he picked up the phone, introduced me to some mining companies. And then Pemex, the national Mexican oil company, invited me through the president of Mexico. And I located their largest offshore oil field. And he was so impressed. The president was so impressed that he made me a Mexican citizen. I actually have a Mexican passport. So, yeah, that's dowsing is a trait. It's a skill. It's a talent I believe that we all have. We can all learn it. And we can use it. So I also used it not only finding minerals, but, for instance, if you remember the very famous murder case in New York called the Son of Sam, David Berkovich murdered six people. The FBI couldn't find him. They brought me in. And in like 5 minutes, I pointed at a house in Yonkers, New York. The map was stretched on an easel. And with my finger, I pointed at a house. And this was on a Saturday. And on a Wednesday, next Wednesday, they arrested David Berkovich in Yonkers, New York.
You remember when I first had Charlotte, my bulldog, my beloved bulldog, and she got lost one Friday night, and I called you in an urgent panic, frankly, and you told me where to look and not to worry because in the morning I'd come back to the barn and find Charlotte there. Do you remember that? That's probably 15 years ago. And there she was, right there.
Yeah.
And so you wonder if you have developed this, if God gave you a certain skill, or do people ask you to teach them how to do things like this?
Well, I actually wrote a book called Uri Geller's Dowsing Mind Power Kit. I'm sure you'll find it on Amazon. Maybe it's already out of stock and it was just sold out. And I have in my book, which is a kit, a crystal, a rock crystal, and teaching tools, two dowsing rods made from copper. And because you see, Doug, I use my hands, but many people use crystals, they use dowsing rods, they use twigs. I look at it as a tool for your mind. It's really your mind that locates the water or the oil or the gold, whatever you're looking for. I must tell you that the government, if you go to the CIA website, you will find extensive papers about me there, scientific papers. And on my website, urigeller.com, you'll find a secret CIA film where they actually film me looking for hidden material in cans. I think there were 10 or 11 cans. I put my hand over the cans. And this was filmed by the CIA, and I located every time I had a hit. And the odds were like a trillion to one. They were actually shocked. So I basically honed, I sharpened, I exercised my abilities since I was a child, and that's why I know I'm maybe a little showing off here, but I'm very good at it.
It's okay. You can take credit. I'll give you credit where credit is due. Might as well take it. What the heck? I think that there is a fascination. People ask me who know that I know you, if you feel it, that is when the energy is being expended to bend a spoon, bend a knife, to bend a key, whatever. Do you actually feel something coming out of your finger or your body or anything? Is there a measurable feeling?
No, I don't feel anything. I think, I talk to the key or the spoon to bend, Many people still say it's like a little heater, but it's not. I don't feel anything. I just work with my mind, purely with my mind. So look, next week we'll talk about more amazing energies that we all have hidden in the power of our minds, and we'll teach people how to do remote viewing.
All right, we'll do that next time. Uri, thank you. Go to Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Doug Steffen here now with the Psychic Scout. Go to Mary's web, psychicscout.com, PSYCHICSCOUT, psychicscout.com, and find a way to spend a little time with her. Fascinating as you hear her talking with us. Mary O'Malley is somebody who is one of these unassuming sorts, if you understand what I'm saying. She's not all wrapped up in herself. She just has something. She's good at it, and she's happy to help. So I was reading something about messages from intuition. Some people may call it inspiration, and how I thought about hypnosis, actually, as I was looking at this, the fact that I have been actually hypnotized this way. Somebody with a pendulum, but there's almost anything. How do you, if you don't hypnotize people, how do you get their attention, or how do you get them to focus, Mary? Because that's one of your jobs. You got to get people, you know, somebody will come to you because they can't control their feelings, their emotions, their behavior. They are desperate, and so they need to take some kind of action to change their emotions. And sometimes the only way to do that is to get them out of where they are right now and using the tool, it's so-called hypnosis. I think everybody gets a different thing from it. You know, the old shows where you'd sit in front of a watch and say, watch that, and you'd go, you know, into another state. I've been hypnotized 4 or 5 times, and I didn't feel, I mean, I knew I was there.
Right. The purpose of the pendulum, or some people use a pencil, just something, is to get the client to focus. And the more deeply focused they are, the more they're moving into their inner awareness. I don't use those. I used to use a pencil. Now I just have them focus on internally, on their body, how it feels as they, you know, start relaxing everything. And you just really want them to get super focused, because you go into a natural trance state at that point. Anybody who's been, you know, up late studying for exams or anything like that, they're going into a natural trance state because they've got themselves very focused.
So this is an artificial way of doing it. Can you talk to people? You say, you're going to get sleepy, I'm going to count to 10, or whatever things bring one down, because you're having to bring somebody off of their state into another state, right?
Well, you really want them to be able to filter out any outside thoughts, noise, you know, anything like that, and just focus on one single thing. And it's hard for a lot of people to do, because we're not used to that.
People who come to you, I've often wondered this. I find dealing with you and people who have the same expertise as you fascinating and helpful. Does that mean my mind is more pliable? Does it mean that my mind is needier? Why do some minds take to... You're laughing.
No, you understand, you have an understanding how it works, and you have an expectation of this will work for you. So it's very easy. And there's people that they're so controlled, you know, it's hard for them to really let loose and just fall into that inner awareness. And it really just feels like daydreaming. But they don't know what to expect, or they have a fear of what they're going to find inside of themselves, and so they resist. You know, there's some things I can do to help with that, so they can still have a really good experience. It's really up to you.
Right. Do people come to you with their personal stuff, or do people come to you with a concern about what the president is doing and where our country is going? Or is this pretty much stuff that is only about the person themselves and not about he or she dealing with the outside influences?
It's 99.9% about themselves. Well, that, you know, really that's the only thing we have control over, you know, is ourselves. And most people, they have issues. They, you know, they would like to have better relationships or not be afraid to speak in public, you know, things like that. And they want to, you know, move forward with their lives. So most of the time it's a personal issue.
Yeah. And so but understanding yourself, you need to put yourself first in these circumstances so you can better understand how you relate to those things that are in your mind, mostly fears, because we need to drive the fears out of our lives, but to understand what it is. And sometimes people become dependent on folks like you. How do you keep that from happening? We've got a few seconds here.
I have to keep a boundary, and, you know, and I'll say, well, you know, you need to wait. I don't like people who call me every day.
Wow.
So I just won't participate in that if they're using it like a drug.
You know? Yeah. All right. Let's get to Mary if you have some questions. Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. Thanks, Mary. And now time for our favorite astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's written a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work, available at smbworks at earthlink.net. So a lot of people talk to astrologers. They think astrology and one's daily horoscope are the same thing. How do they relate? Where does the information come from that one sees in one's daily horoscope?
Okay. So the daily horoscope that everybody sees and gets, you know, in every magazine, newspaper, or they can do it online, comes from where the moon is situated for that day. So let's say we know the moon travels through the whole 12 signs in a 29-day period. And it stays there possibly for maybe, you know, 2.5 days in each sign or 2 days. So what the astrologers do is they look at where that moon is situated, and then they look at your personal sun sign, and then they determine what the somewhat emotional, psychological, even sometimes financial effect it will be on you. And that's where that comes from. Now, as you know, an astrologer, a personal astrologer, if you have one, goes much deeper than just your sun sign to determine the energies around what is going on a daily basis. And so that astrologer will go a lot deeper into I won't say what's really going on for you, but it will, you know. So when the daily newspaper, as I said, what they do is they determine the energy of the day astrologically based on your sun sign.
Any value, really, or is it just a feel-good? I mean, what value is a paragraph about a person who was born in 1 month? How much similarity can there be between somebody born on October 5th and somebody October 20th in a different place? It sounds like nonsense to me.
Well, it is. I don't want to, you know, boohoo that completely. Yeah. But when I teach an astrology class, the first thing I say is, do not base your entire day on what you are reading in the daily horoscope.
All right, but you can find better and more detailed information.
Yes, you can.
From there you are. Or lots of different places that people can go,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. There are many sites that you can go to that now are available on the Internet that really are serious about astrology and what its value is and how it affects us. As we can see, even if people are traveling everywhere to watch this astronomical event that is occurring as we speak throughout this day, they are also going to be affected on a very deep emotional basis. And so with that, we understand that astrology does have a strong effect on us. as well as astronomy.
Well, the planets have pull, and there's a difference. I mean, for lack of it, it's so hard to understand it. And what I have often admired or reveled in is the fact that you can take all of these things, these various attributes, and put them together and come up with a description of a human being that is really, somebody studied this awfully hard over millennia in order to find these traits that are similar. It's fascinating stuff. Maria Francesca Trilogy at SMBWorks at earthlink.net here on Your Hidden Power.